Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Right now, actually, I do want to ask that question. Let's bring to you on the On Time Experts hot seat. Remember, On Time Experts air conditioning and plumbing, same day service guaranteed. We bring to you, ladies and gentlemen, Dallas Cowboys running back Deuce Vaughn. Good, I guess, here morning, sir.
No doubt, man. Appreciate having me.
Absolutely. Now, are you okay if we ask you a non-football question or two to get this thing started?
Let's kick it off.
All right, so we were just talking about the idea of someone outkicking their coverage. Now, I know we'll get to the new kickoff rules in a second, but this is for a dating analogy and how women don't want that. And so my wife even said, I don't want to be dating somebody who's as pretty as me, which hurt my feelings just a little bit. But have you found that women are like, no, I don't want somebody who's going to take longer than I am to get ready or be looking all sharper than me or anything like that?
From my experience, I'm a pretty clean-cut person, but I've never taken as long as my girlfriend or significant other.
Okay.
Now, to her, I guess it takes her two to 3 hours to get ready. So
shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's the last thing you do to be ready? Because mine is put my shoes on. I put my shoes on, yeah, and now I'm done. So I'm just sitting around the house waiting for my wife, and my shoes are off, and I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. But as soon as she's ready, I'm like, shoes on. Right. And then she walks out, and she's like, oh, you're not ready yet? I literally just have to put my shoes on.
So I'm getting ready for a wedding this past weekend before we came out here, and it happened between my mom and dad. She's getting ready. My dad's chilling, doing some work. And then she comes out, she's ready, and he doesn't have his shoes on. She's like, you're not ready to go? And he's like, give me like 2 seconds, please. And no, so I feel that. I feel that 100%. But the last thing I do is put on my shoes. Mm-hmm. Last thing I like to do is my hair, too, though.
All right. Putting your shoes on as the last thing is a terrible idea because you're being inefficient.
You can't put your pants on after your shoes.
You're being inefficient because that means you already have your socks on, yes?
Yeah.
Inefficient.
What do you mean?
Why are my socks?
When you put your socks your on after shoes and socks
you on before.
You put one sock on and then the shoe on that same foot. One movement.
That?
Hell yeah, I do. Then the next foot, sock, shoe. That is more efficient.
Always socks.
You're switching legs like
I'm
that.
I'm judging.
That's
I'm
too much.
Lie.
I'm judging you.
Oh, we're both judging you right now. We're both. I'm on Deuce's side right here.
Both socks and then both shoes, man.
It's madness.
I mean, it gives you more leeway. If I put my socks on, oh, man, I got to go into the kitchen real quick. If you put on one sock and one shoe, you're not going to walk through your crib.
Mm-hmm. What if somebody breaks into your house? You just have socks on.
You're going to
slip. You're going
to
slip.
So you're going to have one shoe on.
I got more
shoe on trying to mess with a burglar.
Who has more traction? Me with my one shoe or you with your two socks
running
around?
I just feel
around.
Like the platform of your feet going to be messed up, too. You're trying to run.
Yeah,
how big do you think my shoe is? I'm not walking around like a four-inch heel.
No. An inch goes a long way.
Mark that. Mark that what he just said.
That just goes a long way. Okay. That foot, the run ratio, man.
Yeah, it changes everything. It changes your hips everything. Are all off balance.
So what we've determined is we're going to really need to agree on football philosophy because it sounds like outside of that, we're not on the same page.
I'm sure we can agree on a lot of stuff now.
I married a person who is also sock shoe. So it's good that we found each
100%.
Other. Okay. All right. Now, I know there's a whole lot of stuff to talk about, but one of the things I was interested in watching practice yesterday is the Guardian caps. And, like, can you walk us through, for people who have seen it or maybe don't know the benefits that come along with it, like, do you choose to wear it at your position? Is it mandatory? Because I know at some positions, obviously, they're working that in more and more. And how does it help?
So it is mandatory for pretty much all skill positions except for the quarterback. And they have a couple of helmets that just came out that you can choose to wear, not to wear the Guardian cap, like the Axiom and some of the new ones that came out. But, I mean, it's just extra protection. The last thing you want is in practice to get a head injury and just prevents that. And you're trying to make it to Sunday, make it to game time, man. So anytime you can take an extra precaution and help yourself out in that way, I feel like it's big time. You look at it, it doesn't look the greatest on your helmet, but when it comes to protection and stuff like that, it's big, it's huge.
Do you think you'll see it phased into the games itself more and more? Because like you said, aesthetically, it does not look the best, but could you see that becoming more of a thing in the games?
Yeah, I know they just got it certified for dudes to wear it in the game.
Okay.
Not necessarily knowing if a lot of guys will, but I can definitely see guys that have had head injuries in the past doing it. O-linemen specifically and D-linemen too. I mean, you're in the trenches every single play. So that can definitely be something that once we get going, I mean, if it can add another 2-3 years to your career and also help you long down the road now that we have more things looking at CTE and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can definitely see dudes wearing them.
All right, so I'm not trying to get you to throw any offensive linemen under the bus here, all right? And not any specific player, but just offensive linemen in general. When it comes to finding the hole, getting to your place, how important is it that those guys are doing what they can so the running back can do their job as well?
Absolutely. It goes hand in hand because running backs can do things to help out O-linemen as well. Pressing the O-lineman's heels to be able to bring a linebacker a little bit closer so they can climb up. So it goes hand in hand. I mean, I feel like we're dependent on each other when it comes to that sense. And so there are things I can do better, and there's things that an O-lineman can do to help a running back out. I mean, whenever it clicks, man, it's a thing of beauty. So I feel like it kind of goes both ways, man.
The idea of slow to fast through is, I mean, once you see that thing, you're like, okay, I got it. Boom, I'm gone now. Once I got there, I know. But then it gets blown up. A defensive tackle blows up the guard. What goes? It's instinct at this point. But what are you taught to do? What are your mindset? Just make the cut, or what are you looking for whenever you're going?
Depending on where or when it happens, the biggest thing that running back coaches would say, you get the ball back to the line of scrimmage at that point, and then that's when your playmaking ability takes over. Whenever something happens like that, you're trying to go out there, and that's what they put the ball in your hands for—to go out there and make a play. And I feel like, so whenever something like that does happen, it's on the running back to, just like that, find out where he needs to go. First thing is first, get the ball back to the line of scrimmage and hold on to the football as well. So I'll protect the football and get the ball back to the line of scrimmage. And then, man, at that point, you're trying to go make a play.
Can you describe the feeling, too, of once you've gotten past maybe that linebacker, and now you know I only have a safety or a cornerback to beat, or maybe they're not even there, and you just see what's that feeling of it's wide open for all the way to the end zone?
It's a different feeling, man, especially whenever you get out into the open field, and like you say, you might have one safety or nobody out in front of you, just a lot of green grass, man. It's one of those things where, okay, get on your horse.
Get out. Do you look at all? Or does that slow you down, right?
I feel like one of the things that I did just depending on where we're playing at is they'll have jumbotrons in the stadium.
If you can see it,
If you can look up, you can see where guys are at.
And not break your stride.
That way you're not breaking your stride. You can kind of just glance at it real quick and keep your stride and stuff like that. I've never tried to look back or anything. At that point, you're worried about the wrong thing, man. You got to get on your horse and go.
Yeah, and then you might get, tripped by that blade of grass or whatever.
So the turf monster gets you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a weird thing when you're running and all of a sudden it feels like the ground comes up on you and you're like, how did that happen? And you're just kind of all in different areas.
Man.
It might have been because you put your socks and shoes on.
Right? Oh, hey,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I was curious yesterday when y'all broke practice. You know, one of the things Zach Martin said is, good job. Had our first good day, and now it's about stacking good days on top of stacking good days. Can you give us any more insight into team-wise what that means, and then what does stacking a good day look like to just you particularly?
Team-wise, I feel like we want to come out here and establish our standard day one. It's how we want to practice, how we want to go about things, how we get better every single day, and then consistency. Doing that every single day throughout this camp, when things start to get a little bit hectic, when pads come on, when guys get tired, stay in the course. Understand this is our standard. We're going to come here and battle for each other every single day. And whenever we step off that field, man, we did everything we did today to be able to get better. And for myself, it's kind of the same way. Being consistent, it's kind of like a golf swing. Every single time that you come up to that tee or up to the ball, it has to be perfect. It has to be 100%. It has to be all your focus to be onto it. So that's how I'm trying to take every single day at practice. Being focused and taking it like it's a golf swing. You only got one chance. Go out here and get 1% better. That's kind of how I look at it as we go through.
It feels safe to say then, correct me if I'm wrong, that you can identify afterwards if you're like, man, that was kind of a crap practice. Just like from yourself in particular or for the team. I know that's not the goal, but when you're looking at those standards, do you ever walk away and you're like, that wasn't my best practice?
Man, when you practice so many times,
it's got to happen.
It's going to happen every now and then. But the best ones, the really good players can look at that practice and take away what they did wrong, and then immediately that next day, not only attack those inefficiencies that happened the day before, but improve on them. And then, man, like you say, get back to stacking that good day, and then you just kind of start over. Okay, it's a great day stack. Let's do it again. So the great ones can put it in the back of their head and keep rolling.
Do you play much golf?
A little bit. I've gotten into it over the past year.
Okay.
I didn't a whole bunch in college, but once I got to having a little bit more free time and stuff like that, it actually really is fun. I love it. It's a new challenge.
Because, yes.
Man, it's not easy at all, but I do enjoy it.
That feeling of hitting one straight down the fairway versus breakaway touchdown. Ooh. Which one matches up the best?
I mean, breakaway touchdown just doesn't. It doesn't get much better than that right there, man. That's a surreal feeling.
And that celebration with everybody else. You do that in golf. It's just like, yes, I did that myself. Congratulations, me.
What's your best golf round so far? And don't pretend like you don't know.
I really don't.
What?
I really don't know.
Look, when you start, Kevin, you don't really want to pay attention.
Oh, okay.
At that point, like, I'm pretty sure it's not pretty.
Do you have a goal score then that you're like, I need to get to 90?
No, I don't. I'm not playing. Okay. I've played maybe two full 18 holes.
Oh, okay.
Like, only twice.
Yeah.
Like, besides that, I mean, golf ranges, taking lessons and stuff like that. But, yeah.
We have somebody on our station, Bobby, in the morning, who's never played a full round of golf or golf in general. I think he's just trolling us. He swears up and down he can step out onto a golf course first time and shoot 90.
I think he said that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He's a crazy guy.
The first
guy.
Time I stepped onto a full 18, man, it wasn't pretty at all. I don't know how many balls I lost that day.
Right.
All of them.
It might have been 10 plus. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't pretty. But this was a while ago. I'm much better now. But, like, man, I probably lost 10 balls. I'm talking about shanking off the tee with my driver. When it comes to – we got ponds and stuff over there. It feels like my ball is a magnet to the water. But yeah, no, shooting 90 on your first one, never playing.
He's doing a bit, right?
I mean, he might just have that confidence.
No.
Oh, he does have that confidence in himself. Hey, it's not always well placed, though.
That's 50% of the game right there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, when I buy golf balls to go out, I know that's an investment to lose. It's gone.
Okay.
It's washed already.
You bring a lot with you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, you got some time last year. You got to get your feet wet. You got into it. What is that next progression for you this year? What do you need to work on this offseason to get even more this year and contribute?
100 for myself, I felt like was defining my role either on special teams and on the offense, finding out ways to get onto the football field and help contribute to this team. Of course, you got your speed and strength, your workouts and stuff like that throughout the offseason. But diving into the playbook, getting the concepts, understanding that whenever I get onto the field, there's no question marks. I've been in the office for an entire year, and now coming up on year two, feel more comfortable being able to go out there and play faster. And for myself, just building that trust with not only Dak and Trey and the guys that I'll be playing with in preseason and Coop, but also just putting myself in a position to be able to say, okay, whenever it's time to go and play football, I don't have to think about anything. I can go and play, man.
When you talk about the special teams, obviously I think we're all fascinated about the new look kick return. 100%. Is that something that will necessitate a lot of practice time then? Because it's a pretty dramatic shift on both sides of the ball, whether you're kicking or whether you're receiving.
Yeah. Man, our special teams coordinator, Bones, man, when I say that he's the real deal,
yeah.
He had really like a big hand in getting this change kind of put in. And so this past year, we were kind of working on it in a sense. It was a way to keep our legs fresh throughout practice and stuff like that. And now it's kind of like our second year kind of looking at it and seeing it. We didn't do it during the game, but
fascinating.
We did it in practice last year. So, yeah, it's going to be real, real cool. And definitely something we emphasize once we put pads on and stuff like that because, I mean, it's going to be another way to be able to put an offense in great field position because, I mean, in a sense, you have to return it. And then also pinning guys back and putting our defense in a great position, field position wise.
In terms of returning it, do you envision yourself as somebody who is an asset on that front?
Yes, sir, I do. Just looking at it and throughout the spring and stuff like that, being with Kevontae Turpin, a guy who's an unbelievable punt returner and kick returner back there, having some two returner sets is going to be something that's on the docket. So, I mean, whenever my opportunity comes back there, man, I'm ready to go.
I can just see Bones drawing up on napkins, drawing up little plays coming up for you two guys, going, look at all this speed I got to work with here. I could totally see that.
This is why we have a terrible, well, there's a lot of reasons, but a terrible teammate, because if one of those plays blew up on us, I'd be like, hey, thanks a lot, Bones, for changing those rules. That's why I said I'd be terrible at
now,
it.
No, go be better. Now,
all 32 teams signed off on
That's
it.
A good point. That is a good point. Now, in terms of the running back perspective, I understand you've got to focus on internally and everything. Have you heard any of the outside noise, whether it's ESPN, Pro Football Reference, or wherever, that's like, this is at the bottom of the list in terms of running back room, and does that motivate you?
I'm not big on social media or anything like
okay.
that. Seen it a couple of times. Of course it motivates. It's one of those things where I've always been a prove-it guy. Throughout my entire career, I've always been looked at as somebody that has to go and prove everything that is given to them or has earned. I don't really try to stay on social media too much, and everybody's going to have their narrative. But for us, man, it's coming out here and stacking days. And then whenever it's time to go and play football, man, proving ourselves correct.
You'll bust them in the mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate your time very much. And if at one point you just consider trying
thing. You've gotten this far.
Okay, well.
You've gotten this far.
Thank you very much. And he also signed our football for our charity event. Thank you very, very much.
Y'all.
I know you got a boogie. Appreciate it, man.
100%. Appreciate you. Have a nice one.
Absolutely. There you go. Deuce Vaughn right here on 105.3 The Fan. And that's Pro Football Focus, not Pro Football Reference. My apologies for that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.